1988, Wembley Stadium. 600 million viewers in 100 countries witnessed a tribute to Nelson Mandela, jailed then for 25 years. Yet few even knew what he looked like.
We ran the whole campaign on a photograph of him 25 years prior because no one knew what he looked like. It was all somewhat of a mystery that we were creating an image around someone that was locked away.
25 years ago, Tony Hollingsworth was a young man with a vision and a talent to put together large musical events. But he had never before pulled off anything of this magnitude.
There were some big forces. We were standing on the shoulders of giants. Oliver Tambo, who had been in exile and had slowly and steadily an international solidarity movement. It was all necessary for us to be able to sort of reach to what was essentially a tipping point.
It began with a meeting with Archbishop Trevor Huddleston, president of the anti-apartheid movement.
And I said to him that I thought that the way the anti-apartheid movements were campaigning and the ANC had sort of reached a glass ceiling.
Tony believed that angry protests would only appeal to a few, but by using music as an agent for change, the call to free Mandela would have broad and popular appeal.
The music industry was on perhaps now an all-time high in the 80s in terms of its power within the media industry and the power of those musicians, the currency that they had in popular culture around the world.
South Africa was at the height of its oppression and the apartheid government kept up the propaganda campaign. Mandela was seen as a terrorist. Tony hoped the concert would change that.
In 87, 50% of the world's news on television and radio reported Mandela as a black terrorist leader. And I said, if the policy now is to single out Mandela as the key to ending apartheid, then we have a real impediment with that word terrorist in the news. Because a black leader you can release from prison, but a black terrorist leader you can't.
This is all generated from one man that none of us has ever met. Nelson Mandela.
The tributes came from some of the biggest names in pop music of the 20th century. For 11 hours, they paid homage to Nelson Mandela at 70. Even the conservative BBC agreed to air it.
I mean, Tony, you were walking a political tightrope. I mean, some of the conservative MPs at the time didn't like it going on BBC.
Now, Margaret Thatcher stood up the month beforehand, Prime Minister of the country in the House of Commons, and asked a question very directly, how can the BBC be broadcasting an event for a terrorist? That's how dominant that word was.
But once Tony had signed up the top performing artists and broadcasters, he hoped the entertainment executives would put pressure on the newsrooms to stop using the word terrorist.
And that's exactly what happened. 3 or 4 months beforehand, as they signed those contracts, that word disappeared.